Living with a Seriously Ill Child by Dr. Jan Aldrich. Chapter 1. Introduction. Babies are not born with a guide to parenting attached to their umbilical cord. Similarly, when children are seriously ill, there is no one-size-fits-all guide for families on how to cope with trauma and the fear. Mums and dads, brothers and sisters, grandparents and friends may all respond differently to worry and grief. Intensely personal experiences bring out vastly different coping mechanisms in different people. There are many responses, and none of them is necessarily right or wrong. Some people cry, others pray, others bite onto that stiff upper lip, and some get angry or depressed. Whatever the reaction, most simply do not know what to do with the overwhelming bag of confusing emotions when the hoped-for, straightforward path of life takes one of its unexpected turns, lurching us into unknown territory. Most families will experience their fair share of ups and downs in their lifetimes. Inexplicably and sadly, sometimes the normal sequence of anticipated events in our life cycle is rudely interrupted. There are those who lose a parent at an all too young age, and there are those who, in their middle years, are caring for aged parents suffering from one of the cruel dementias, and so are not even recognized by their ailing parent. There are those adults who become chronically ill and live long but difficult lives, their diaries full of hospital appointments.